USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden stated that he brought business and labor together in regards to averting the railroad strike.
We brought business and labor together. One of the things that happens in negotiations, particularly if they've been elongated like these have, is people say and do things where their pride gets engaged as well. And it's awful hard to back off of some of these things. So what we did was just say, look, let's take a look. Let's take a look at what's happening.
The dispute was about staffing shortages and scheduling rules that union leaders said had brought their membership to a breaking point with requiring members to be, quote, on call and ready to report to work on short notice as often as 7 days a week. Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic are bracing for Tropical Storm Fiona, which is set to bring heavy rainfall and possible flash flooding and mudslides all weekend. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for Puerto Rico and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, while a tropical storm watch was issued for the Dominican Republic. The Hurricane Center is calling for up to 1 foot of rain in Puerto Rico. Widespread power outages are possible across the island.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is revealing she had undergone surgery to remove her thyroid after a cancer diagnosis. The former White House press secretary and now Republican nominee for governor of Arkansas said in a statement her doctor ordered a biopsy for an area of concern this month, with the test revealing the cancer. She said the surgery was successful and she is now cancer-free. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice signed a bill that bans nearly all abortions in the state. This is days after legislators approved the ban. This makes West Virginia the second state to pass an abortion ban after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June. Known as HB 302, the bill approved by state legislators prohibits the procedure at virtually every stage of pregnancy. Physicians who perform unlawful abortions could lose their license to practice medicine and face criminal charges. Nashville police have announced they have arrested a 14-year-old girl for an Instagram post threatening to shoot up her high school. The unnamed teen, a student at Hillwood High School, is now facing charges of mass violence at a school and making a false report of an emergency. According to a statement released by Metro Nashville PD, this is the fourth time in a week the Specialized Investigations Division have arrested Nashville students for, quote, electronically threatening violence, end quote. A man was arrested for causing a disturbance at Queen Elizabeth II's coffin in Westminster Hall. London police have not identified the man, saying only that he is in custody and facing a charge under the Public Order Act. This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.